Oh, shame, I keep forgetting. I bought this insert this week. A big insert to put in the shop, if I remember tomorrow. I should have forgot it. All right. Right, so what did we learn last time, Roshi? Last time we spoke about, oh, that was interesting, about putting a wrap food into a hot salt. Off the fire. On the fire, no good. Off the fire, we're talking about, yeah? So, let's say, for example, what's it called? You've got your hot food. What was she? I might need a cup soon for much. Thanks. Ah, okay, thank you, Moshe. Just in case. Thank you very much. So, what we were speaking about last time was a person who wraps a food once. I can do it once. Tiny bit of stomach, alright. So that's one wrapping. Okay, that's one wrapping, yeah? Now that, you want to put on top of your chollant, on top of your chollant pot, on top of your urn, we said that was okay. No problem at all, because one wrapping instead is not a problem. So that's a way of taking something, making something which is cold in the fridge, and it's, he wants to wrap it up, he's allowed to do one wrapping, yeah? That's a good side there, but there's much better. Does anyone know why this case is much better? Also, can you put hot water in a hot water bottle which has got like a covering around it? Completely surrounded on all sides.
You've got one covering.
You've got the plastic of the water bottle, plus you've got like a furry thing which goes around it.
It's a Katie Shaney.
It's only in the first utensil, which has been on a fire, there's an Issa Tamana. In a Katie Shaney, that's what a thermos flask, all these things are no problem whatsoever. Right? So that's okay. Katie Shaney is mutter. Now.
What's the difference with that?
I haven't finished yet. This is going on top of your pot.
You've got your pot. It's going to go on it. Maybe it's going to be touching on that inside.
This is going just a condition on the fire, moist and heavy, and I put this on top. That's much worse. But it's only wrapped once, so there's no problem. But if I take another wrapping, I wrap it around another time. Now that way, obviously, it's much better. I put Moishe's coat on top. Let's say, put Moishe's coat on top. Moishe?
Yes.
Put your coat on top.
Without that, really.
Yeah, that's already a problem, yeah.
That's already a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Do that already. That is already a problem on top here. It's a double thing on top. Moishe have a problem. I'll put the coat on top here, wrap it right around Moishe on all six sides. That's another problem. Yeah, but you're right. It's as new as that. That coat is not a problem. It's only
that's
a problem.
That's a problem for the whole pot.
What?
This is a problem for the whole pot, not for that only. The coat.
If I wrap this round the whole pot, that's a problem for the whole pot.
Put that on one layer, could I?
You could.
I could.
No, not. But this is already done. This is a problem already, yeah?
If it's one layer of the work, have the coat on that, no.
But it's not wrapped round. It's only on one side.
Well, you've got to. It's wrapped round. The pot. You put the coat on that one layer.
Is it
of the work.
Is it rounded or is it draping round?
Well, you've got one side which is covered from the pot underneath. And then you've got the coat
covered. Let's come to your case. Right, that is what we spoke about on last week. And we said that the Chora is problematic. Oopsie.
Right, so Sinha, what do you want to know about what
you're talking about? Let me tell you something. Hilchos Hatmona, there's no problem if something droops over but it's not surrounding it. So if I put, for example, Moishe's coat, let's say it's one wrapping here. Let's imagine there's one wrapping on here. So that's all right, yeah?
Yeah?
Now, I take this coat over here and I wrap it like this. Is that a problem?
No.
No. That is not a problem.
That's all six sides.
It's not wrapped around it. That's no problem at all. So you can do that on Shabbos as well. That's also mutter. Yeah? So now, if I were to ask you a question, Rabbi, you say, how do I wrap this piece of meat up on Shabbos with derech heter? What? So I could do one wrapping. The problem is, one wrapping is good, but how hot is it going to be? Okay, it'll keep it quite hot. It will keep it quite hot. But if I want to make it hotter.
Double wrapping.
No.
No, if you double over the
sort of
fire. I can't come on it. So one way of doing that is, I've got a few ways of doing this over here. But let's just, before we come down, I just want to revise what we said last time. So last time we spoke about, sorry, I just want to revise quick what we learned last time. Last time we spoke about the trollop pot, or any pot, and you put a kegel inside the trollop pot. Yeah. So we said, if the kegel is just straight in, there's no problem at all, yeah? That's not a problem. The worst is, once the kegel's got a foil wrapping around it, and I drop this piece of kegel into my pot here, it's full of liquid, that lechayr is problematic. Unless, what?
Even one wrapping.
Unless we said that a person does it, puts holes in the foil, and therefore the tam, the taste, goes into the food, so you look at it as one big dish.
But there's a space on the top of the lid, so the cupboard.
It's submerged inside the thing. It's completely submerged inside the thing.
It's not submerged, it's okay.
It's sticking out, it's quite right. The black thing is sticking up on top of the water. It's not submerged, there's no problem. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, quite right. Now, that's what we spoke about last time, and we said that. We said a chiddush last time from Rabbi Ribiat. He says, which Lemaisa looks like a lot of people don't agree with this, but that's what he said. I want to mention it. He says, if I wrap something, let's say I take this piece of kegel, and there's no holes in it. Lechayra, to submerge it in a trough is problematic. He says, though, if you're doing it for another reason, and the reason is that it doesn't crumble apart, and you lose your whole kegel, or you've got a kishke, it'll just crumble apart. So you're wrapping it, not for mono purposes, but for another reason. You've got a side reason why you're wrapping it. He ties that's motto. I couldn't find other apostles who say this. I understand what he's saying. Many other apostles say this doesn't help. It has to be, there's a taste going into the fruit. So you make some, not tiny, I make a few holes and watch where it's going to get a taste. The thing is going to go through. We said an egg is no problem, even though the eggshell around it is like a casing. But since it's porous, the thing goes through, that is not a problem. Yeah? That is what we spoke about last time, and that's what we said is not a problem. Right, so I'm saying this is a chiddush. This side of Rabbi Ribiat is a chiddush, where you do it for side reasons. It's even though you're wrapping out the food completely, but you're doing it for side reasons, that it doesn't crumble, or it doesn't disintegrate. He says that's what I think many other apostles hold that's still a problem. Now.
And see, it's the same thing, I put the kishka in one of the plastic bags. Same thing. Could
the reward, yeah, that's exactly the same thing. But I don't, it's the plastic. No time goes through it. No taste goes through it.
It's one of the cellophane bags.
Right, yeah, so that's like a problem. It's not open the sides. It's all nothing open the sides. Yeah, so that'd be the same shayla. According to that, some the same shayla. If you do it, you're doing it for that purpose, it doesn't crumble. Which people do it for that reason, yeah? Right. So according to Rabbi, the chayla is more. According to others, I don't know. The chayla doesn't seem to have portions.
The best thing is that it sticks out a tiny bit.
Yeah, first of all, it's very hard to do, actually. So if you try and control it, because normally a kishka will sink.
It'll sink.
So our father said, like, well, once told me to stick with string. You hold it, tie up the string, and let it round the side.
Beans and potatoes,
why
should it sink?
What?
If your children are full of beans and potatoes, why should it sink?
It depends how much you got in there. You're right. It depends what you got. Yeah. If it's quite liquid, the trollant, or if it's quite solid, the trollant, it sits on top, there's no problem.
Yeah.
But very many of them are quite liquid. They might as well sink them on. So you have to do it. Okay, so let's say today's shayla is very interesting. We spoke about this very briefly last time, a bit more arikas. And that was the shayla of, so you want to take something out of the fridge, wrap it up on top of your pot. So you've got a pot on the fire here like this, and you want to add something on it. So we said, double wrapping is a problem. So what eitzes are there that you can do? So we mentioned very briefly last week, a few eitzes. Let's just go through them again here. Number one is, so let's say for example, let's say you've got a plate. First of all, you must be very careful. Let's say someone's got schnitzel in here, right? You have to be very, very careful when you put it on top of an urn that nothing leaks out.
What do you mean?
If some juice moisture comes out of your schnitzel and hits the lid of your urn, you're going to have a serious problem. So you have to be very careful. Putting anything meaty on top of an urn, even with a piece of foil, is very risky, I must tell you.
Because?
What? Because it can ooze out. Some juice can come out and go through.
It's got a hole in it.
What?
Yeah.
It's a problem that you're going to make your urn flashy. I mean, you want to have a cup of coffee.
Water. You're going to make the water
flashy. What?
You're going to make the water inside flashy.
Yeah.
going to drip off it, and it's going to go inside it. It's going to
not go inside it, it goes on the lid. The lid is counted as inside it. If it goes on the lid, it makes the whole thing a flash, it could be. Then you've got shishing, you have to know what you got. Right? So you've got to be careful. That you have to be careful about. So it's as a safety thing, what I would tell you to do is you put a piece of shish on top, is put it either in a full container on top or on a plate. Right? The plate's at the bottom, that saves a lot of problems. Now, he wants to wrap up this schnitzel. So he said to wrap up twice is problematic. What you can do, though, is, for example, okay, let's just change around a little bit. Let's say you've got your chop pot here. Let's say it's your chop pot. So you want to put your schnitzel on top here, wrapped up. Okay, is that out?
Yeah.
What?
Not quite.
Once wrapped up is okay. Unless you want to wrap it up more.
No.
But what you could do is, like this one, what you can do is wrap it up once. Oh, well, we don't mind the thing here. Here. Let's say it's my schnitzel. I put it on top here.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
But I still want to make it hotter. So you know what I can do? I can take another pot like this.
There's a space between.
There's a space in between. That is not completely submerged. That is a second.
Or it's not covered on all four sides.
It's not touching.
It's not covered. No, no. The leaf has not been covered.
Yeah. The mice, this is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, well, two different reasons. He's saying because I mean, the bottom is not touching.
If you've got a foil on there, that could be problematic, Tucker. If the schnitzel's got a foil, then that could be a problem. That might be covered on six sides then. If it was just touching around the sides here now.
Sorry,
because
you're not touching the
pot. Yeah.
Touching the foil.
Yeah, maybe. But this case is a foil. As it is now.
That's only one cover.
A lot of heat in like this, it's good. In fact, now you could even take Moishe's coat. You could even take Moishe's coat and put this on top of one like this. Again, you've got the same thing, it's not surrounding all the sides, so it's all right.
Yeah,
so you can make it now quite hot, you can preserve the heat quite well. That's a runner heater, yeah?
Right.
That would be another heater. Another heater would be number two. What you could do is you could take a piece of foil, wrap it up many times, but leave part of it exposed. That means, for example, let's wrap this piece of thing up many, many times. Let's say I wrap it up many times, but then I undo, let's say, before I put it on my thing, I undo part of it here.
Directly seeing the schnitzel, or leaving one cover over it, okay?
Let's say talk about what you could have one cover over it, but the other covers over it must be quite undone. Because the first cover's not a problem. So the first cover could go right round the schnitzel. The second, third, and fourth covers over it, I have to expose it. I'm just showing over here, like this.
10% open
is open. Yeah. Actually, a sizable amount. Oracle Shabbos says, what's the shear? How much do you need to leave open? Oracle Shabbos says, the shear is that a person who do have more than normally wouldn't leave that open. I have to know what I mean. But I mean, a small little bit is nothing that doesn't help. It has to be something which the Chora is recognisable. It's not a normal way. So I want to wrap something up. He would not leave that part open.
Yeah.
Yeah? The third answer is, that's what I said last time. The person take a thick foil.
Thick foil, make it very thick.
I'm going to take a whole thing. Before Shabbos, so you fold it up like this. I'm not that. This is now like one piece. You make this into one piece. And now wrap round your food. It's got a thick covering round it. That's okay. It's like one piece. You've made this into one piece of thing. That will also help. So those are the ways of wrapping around. By the way, if someone takes out a challah or anything out of the freezer and wants to do this, the best thing to do first is shake off the bits of frost on it. Also, again, people make a mistake. All this we're talking about is with a solid. A liquid is a serious problem. You could not do any of this with a liquid. Because a liquid is a challah bishul. So you're going to have a serious problem of doing that on challah. So a liquid cannot be done on challah. There's no way of heating out a liquid on challah. Cold from the fridge, straight out, there's no way that you can heat up this liquid. A tiny little bit of juice is restoring nothing. Tiny bit. I mean, depends on how much you got. Tiny little bit of little thing. Because every time you put a hut out of the freezer, there's also a bit of juice on it from the freezer. That small amount, depends how much you're talking about. It's a very small amount. Where? Which
then how much? It's a whole layer of it.
You have to know, it has to be recognised. Something which is recognised because it's not so posh. And I said many years ago, someone told me, my steak of Shabbos morning, a real delicacy. They take out their mushrooms and sauce from the fridge, put it on top of their urn, with a piece of foil underneath to make sure there's no problem with anything kind of meeting, and it's in on a bubble. Anyway, lice are not really men are one, because I can see this problem. That is a problem, lice, that is a liquid which is going to become liquidy. And therefore, it's a problem of Michelin Shabbos. We hold yes, we should have a bishul. Now, boys, I must say another interesting thing. Many people in their challah pots put this inside. You see this voice before? You see this? It's a very good idea, this. I must say, it's a very, very good idea. So, what happens is a challah goes in here. Now, why people do this, actually, why people do it, it's very posh, is that otherwise the challah gets very sticky. It dries up, and it's very hard to clean some of this pot. This is a machaya. After Shabbos, you take this plastic out.
You've got a clean pot.
You've got a clean pot. You can use it next week. Machaya. But what you have to be careful with is if the challenges fall to the top, and you take this, something you do, and you make a knot on the top, and you see it, that, and then you put a lid on top, my friends, that is hakmada.
Where's the two?
This is one, and the outer casing is another one. The ceramic top with this on top.
It's the second one. That's mono.
Hatmona, you hear that? I'm going to cut this. You hear it, Chaim? Someone makes the knot in this back. I can't know we've got to make a knot. But Put a trunk in here. Take these two ends. You make a knot, a nice knot.
Without the lids.
Come over.
Without the lids.
Which lid?
Close the bag.
The bag is a lid.
No, the lid is to raise it.
That won't help me, my friend.
Well, it will happen.
No, raise it.
It's not just the size now.
What?
The actual pot. The actual pot.
This is one pot.
Right. Okay.
It can be up to the ceiling, the mice. It's still one pot.
Yeah.
Then you put it down. Let's say it's still one pot. Now you put this in, you seal it. That's the second one. The same covering. You've got a double covering of hatmona inside your thing. Problem. Now, I must say this, the problem really is the challah is quite high up. Because if the challah is very low, then it's not touching the top.
So you've got the lid is on it, so the lid's putting it at the same level. Look, your lid is pushing the plastic on the same level as that.
You've got space. You cook in the kitchen at all,
you've got space between the plastic and the wall. You've got a space.
Yeah.
You closed it. You've got a space between it. You've closed it here with a knot. You've got a space between there and there.
So that's
the answer? That's
why. Why not? It's a space.
That's not enough of a space before the thing. First,
then you've got your chomping, it's your schnitzel on there with it. Ash is coming.
What are you saying? You're saying that this is no problem because it's not touching the sides.
Yeah.
It's not touching the sides.
Not the top side.
What?
Yeah, the top side, but you have a space between your bag and the lid. So it's like you did before when you covered.
No, he's tying the sides over here. He's tying from here to here. I'm not sure if you're right. If it's full, I think the bag is more or less
the side. It's not open.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I think that would work in the kitchen.
I think you're making a mistake. I think the chocolate spreads it out.
Yes.
The bag open touches the sides. Yeah, practically speaking.
Hard pull.
I'm not about hard pull. Let's fall to the top. Let's fall to the top. It touches the sides. You've got a knot on top. You've got a problem. I think I have to try it out. I think it's a problem. What's the solution? Space of a solution. Don't knot it. Just put it around the sides like this. If you do that, there's no problem. There's not no. It's only got one lid on top.
The
space between your lid at the top and your...
It depends how full it is. Your hand is right, Simba.
It's not going to touch the top, all of it. It's not
touching. Hold on, it's right. If it's not so full, it won't touch top. If it's very full, it'll be very right near the top. Minimal, which the boss can say is very dangerous. Which is very dangerous to risk, Simba. If you start letting people do this, there's a risk that when it's full, they'll lose it. That's the risky business. But you're right. If it's half full, like that has a lot of problems.
Problem.
It's just risky. Okay, we'll have to discuss a bit more. Okay, Robbie, thanks,
Charlie. It's a gender last.